Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Friday. Going to be another beautiful day here in Scottsdale. Thanks again to the San Francisco Giants for letting us have run of the ballpark. Fritzy yesterday after the show said, can I run the bases as if I've just homered? And I said, yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was going to actually run the bases. No, I had a trot.
Yeah,
as if I hit it over the fence.
Yeah, you bonzed it. It
took me about 2 minutes and 12 seconds to get to second base.
But the grounds crew, wonderful people here, and they've let us have a full run of the place. We got to take BP yesterday morning early, and Fritzy got to run the bases yesterday.
We had a lot of awesome experiences. They've been very cool here.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
All righty. This hour coming up, we'll talk to Justin Herbert of the Chargers.
Sounded sincere.
Justin Herbert of the Chargers, Trevor Lawrence will join us as well. So this is a big hour for hair. Oof. If you like hair, this is a pretty good hour for you. Poll question for hour two, since hour one fell flat. Who's doing the honors for the poll question?
Well, I'm hoping that hour two doesn't fall as flat with, are we going with best hair, Paul? Is that,
It's whose hair would you want?
Whose hair would you want?
Because they both have great hair, but very different hairstyles.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Justin Herbert or Trevor Lawrence? That's the poll question there. All right. By the way, it's a meat Friday. It's been a meat Thursday and a meat Wednesday. And Chad from Traeger, he slept here last night because the Traeger grills were on all night because we're cooking a whole hog. Now, it brought me back to some bad memories, a Christmas party at my house 2 years ago. Chad came in. He said, hey, I'm thinking about cooking a whole pig. Well, that sounded great to the grown-ups. The problem is, when he opened up the Traeger and little kids saw a pig on the grill and they started crying. they started crying.
There's Piglet from my book.
We had to get him pizza for the party. We had to go order pizza.
More pig for us.
Yeah, but Chad and Julie from Traeger, and they've got a whole hog out there. I got the whole recipe.
Don't worry, you know what? We'll do a pizza for you guys. We'll get sausage on it. It'll be fine.
We'll put some pork products, some
you
bacon
want
some, on
it. A little bacon on it? Okay, don't worry about that.
All right, so whole hog today. And we got pineapple slaw, baked beans, smoked potato salad, Kentucky mules we're going to have.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you can make your cocktails on the Traeger as well.
Excuse me?
So we have a Kentucky mule. And the Danettes are leaving right after the show to fly back home.
See ya.
Maybe you can take a Kentucky mule to go there.
A roadie?
Yeah, a roadie. Fritzy sang karaoke last night, and for some reason you picked the Five for Fighting Superman.
The Superman song.
Why not Hall & Oates or Billy Joel?
I don't know. I felt like singing that song. I had sung it in the shower a few nights before that.
Paulie, where's the I-team on this?
Great question, Dan. We had our people over at the place last night. The audio was kind of muddy, so we had to put our people in back working on it.
Okay.
But I think this is the world debut of Fritzy's old Scottsdale singing.
It is. Okay. And the acoustics weren't
that
great.
That was
then.
A cue, Todd.
Okay.
It sounds packed in there.
It does. Okay, that's good enough right there.
Five for frightening.
Yeah.
Five for frightening.
Feels like you were injured there. It sounds like you got hurt.
You know, Todd, I got to admit, I don't blame you for not wanting us there.
The acoustics were not great in there. I thought I did a pretty good job.
Okay, Seton was there to listen to Fritzy. Okay, your honest review.
I wasn't there.
Oh, I thought that I could hear you.
No, that was some woman yelling.
Oh, sorry. Sounded like you.
Yeah, no, that wasn't me.
Marvin, were you there?
No, I was sitting next to you.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't think Dan and the Danettes...
It was a BRG date.
It feels more like it was a BRG thing. Okay. Yeah, I don't think that we were invited.
Yeah,
and they would have had to sit there for over 2 hours for me to sing for.
That would have gone over well.
Yes, yes, Mark.
Well, Fritzy, what made you pick that song? I've never even heard you mention that song, let alone pick it as a karaoke song.
I don't know.
Song.
I sing it sometimes in the shower at home, and I'm like, you know, everyone—it's always Hall & Oates, Run DMC, Billy Joel, and I just felt that one. I was going to sing that or Catch in the Cradle or a Brooks and Dunn song, which I almost sang.
Okay.
And I ended up going with that one.
Okay.
It sounds a little muffled because it's just the sound effects aren't great in there, and the guys were trying to support me, and people were screaming, not because I was singing well, but just to show support.
And now we're glad you're done.
To fly. That was that song.
Okay. More than a bird, that does sound like chickens.
This is why everybody doesn't get an invite, because I'll get made fun of after the fact. Yeah. I don't need to do it while I'm singing.
In the middle of it.
Yeah, while I'm singing.
Todd, you're terrible!
If you're watching on Peacock, and why wouldn't you be? That's our streaming partner. Download the app. And people are noticing the cactus that we have on the side of my desk. And people are wondering if I picked that cactus for a reason.
Is the cactus sporting wood?
Yeah, it is.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's a cactus, but there's some people who are watching who are seeing something else, the imagery there.
Excited for the show.
Very excited. Been excited all week long. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. That's just an accident that we have.
Are you sure?
That,
okay.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I think you always hide them. Sort of on the set. Like every year, we have to go back every Super Bowl year and say, did Dan hide some type of
phallic symbol?
Yeah. All righty. Justin Herbert set to join us. Part of the goal to make homes better for all. Lowe's is giving back to the communities. It serves through Lowe's Hometowns, the company's largest ever community impact program. And Justin Herbert, the Chargers quarterback, joining us on the program. Good morning, Justin. What's the setup going to be for Super Bowl Sunday for you?
I'll just be with my family and friends, probably just watching the game. You know, I haven't watched too much of the playoffs, but, you know, it'll always be a good game between those guys.
How tough is it to not watch or to watch a game?
You know, as an NFL player, you want to be in those games. You want to be able to play deep into the playoffs. And unfortunately, it didn't go our way this year. But we know that we've got the guys, and we just have to keep putting in the hard work this offseason. So looking forward to the opportunity this year.
Okay, but let's say a relative says, Justin, why aren't you playing in the Super Bowl? What are you going to say at the party?
Well, I would just probably explain, you know, what went down. Unfortunately, we didn't make it. You know, these two teams worked really hard to be there.
No. You so kick them out of the party is what you do, Justin. You say, that's a stupid question. Yes. Come on. Can't you see I'm hurt here? I'm not playing in the game. That's what you need to say.
Yeah, I'll make sure to do that.
Okay. All right. You played the Chiefs twice. If Jalen Hurts called and said, all right, help me out here. What do I do? What do I not do? What would you say?
Yeah, I would say be ready for pressure. You know, they've done a great job of disrupting the passer. They'll bring different looks. You know, they've got some really impressive guys on the front seven that are able to get after the passer. And so they're going to be able to do a bunch of different coverages. They're going to blitz a bunch of different guys. And so you just have to be ready for all those different protections.
Okay, you go to the line of scrimmage. The first person you look for is who?
You got to be aware of where Chris Jones is, especially where he lines up. They're able to move him around. So,
well, as big as he is, he's not hard to find, though.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the biggest guy out on the field, probably the most athletic. So, definitely tough to watch.
Okay, you look back on that. How many times did he sack you during the season?
I can't remember the exact number. I think one or twice.
Okay,
once or twice.
Okay. Did he land on you?
No.
That's a big guy, though. And you know what's weird, though, Justin? I was talking to Marcus Spears, and he said, you know, everybody thinks about Aaron Donald and they forget about Chris Jones, or everybody thinks about Bosa and even Haason Reddick, but Chris Jones just quietly goes about disrupting a game.
Yeah, and I think one of the best things that he does is he's able to line up a D-tackle, D-end. They move him around, and that makes it so tough on the offense of knowing where he is, being able to slide the protection to him, but he's so disruptive, and he's done such a great job for so many years.
Kurt Warner has said before he loved when he was blitzed because then he sort of knew where the mismatch was. Does that follow what you your philosophy?
Yeah, I totally understand what he's saying. You know, when they bring more guys in the pressure, there are less guys in coverage. And so you got better one-on-one matchups. You might have more routes open. And so just being able to have things downfield, I think, is super helpful for an offense.
What was tougher, losing Mike Williams or Rashawn Slater?
Ooh, those are two really fantastic players. Losing both is never fun, or losing one is never fun either. You know, they're two huge pieces of our offense and very tough to replace.
No, you didn't answer the question. Come on. This is another radio show. I mean, you know the rules here. You know the rules.
You know, they're two of the best to do it. I don't know if I can pick one over the other.
No, you pick your left. You pick your tackle. You know, because if you can't throw the ball, it doesn't matter who you're throwing the ball to. Mike Williams understands that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way of looking at it. I think Sean's very important.
I'm Chris Jones right now. I'm putting some pressure on.
Yeah, I know. You've done a good job.
Okay, do you look back? Season ends. When do you look at the tape for this past year?
We've watched all the games. We watched the Jacksonville game. And, you know, that's something that we'll continue to watch the next couple of months. Now it's a new offense that we're going to be able to learn and kind of get into that. So there's going to be a lot to do this offseason.
Okay, what is the new offense going to be like? How is it different from this past season?
You know, that's one of those questions that we have to address in the next couple of weeks. You know, Kellen was recently hired and we'll get going here pretty soon. I know he's super busy figuring out everything that's going on with coming to a new team and establishing, you know, his presence here. But really excited to be able to work with him and get to know all about what he does.
Do you care who wins on Sunday?
I'm just hoping for a good game. You know, I think they're two really, really good football teams. Got a lot of respect for both teams. Played the Eagles last year. We know how good they are and how good that defense and offense is. So just looking for a good game.
Yeah, but do you want somebody from your own division to win?
As a competitor, no. But, you know, it's not really my place to root for one team over the other.
Yeah, but I can't root for the Chiefs if I'm in their division.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of respect for them. You know, they're a really good football team. You know, Jalen and Patrick, they're both really good quarterbacks, so it'll be fun to watch.
I'm trying to get you off your spot. You know what? You're just giving me these answers that somebody, you know, and you're shaking me off is what you're doing right now.
Kind of like a baseball
happened?
Catcher. But,
you played baseball, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. I couldn't hit those 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, though.
Were you any good?
I used to throw the ball really hard, but that's about all I had was fastballs. So I didn't have any off-speed pitches.
Yeah, they sit on those fastballs after a while, and they can catch up to those things. How fast could you throw?
I don't know. I never really got the actual number. I thought I threw pretty hard, but I guess high school is one thing, so never made it past there. So I think that tells you all you need to know.
Well, if you throw 90 in high school, that's like, you know, throwing 95 or so in the majors. So you probably threw 90 miles an hour.
I'd like to think I got up there. I don't know if I can actually say that I did or not. It felt like I did. I threw pretty hard, but about all I had.
We have Trevor Lawrence on later today. If we had a hair off, who do you think would win?
I think he'd win.
Oh, really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I had Trevor as a one seed. I had you as a two seed, though. You got to let it go a little bit more. Are you cleaning
up
your act?
Well, I appreciate that. I just don't put a whole lot of effort into it. You know, I think that it's more so of just a, you know, I wake up, go to work, and see what happens. But, you know, I think Trevor, that's a respectful, you know, head of hair. So we got a lot of respect for him.
He flips his hair around a little bit. Like it's really important to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive.
What are you doing with Lowe's, the hometown projects?
Yeah, well, so this past year, we have actually worked on a Kid City Breezeway project, which turned an unused area into a beautiful outdoor space for an after-school program. And Lowe's Home Team is a five-year, $100 million investment by Lowe's in the community it serves. So it's been an honor to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, great to talk to you. Hope you have a great off season. The folks from Traeger are here, and they said to say hello. Chad said to say hello.
Love those guys. Thank you very much.
Keep the mustache, okay?
I'll do my best.
Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
We'll see you. Thank you.
Justin Herbert, by the way, now through February 20th, community members can go to lowes.com/hometowns to nominate their hometown projects. We settle on our poll question for hour two. Is that right, Seton O'Connor?
Yeah.
Big, big moment here.
That's hurtful. Accurate, but hurtful.
Once again, when we do the meet and greet after the show, even little kids are putting their hands up to Marvin. You know, like seven-year-olds who get the day off from school, like, Marvin, put your hands up. Let me see if my hands are bigger than yours.
And mine are bigger. Barely.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I think we're going to do a t-shirt for Marvin, and it's just going to be like the real, like, to scale, the outline of his hand.
Okay.
And then people can just
measure.
Like, you can just see.
Yeah. Okay.
How you feel? I mean, I haven't run that by Marvin just yet. But.
I don't care. I'm going to green light it.
It's been like a year. I'm all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Are you ready for the biggest Sunday in sports? DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, has all the action you need. New customers can bet just $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on Super Bowl 57. All the excitement. They have DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boost. Check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern. See what the prop bet will be boosted. Now, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Patrick. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57. Get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you use the code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one early win token issued at opt-in, money line bets only, deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All of our in-studio guests receive a fantastic gift bag. Items provided by Kings Hawaiian, Legacy Box, Panini America, PXG, our new golfing partner, and, of course, Traeger. We got the Traeger grills fired up today. It's a Meat Friday here, Scottsdale Stadium, the home of the San Francisco Giants. We took BP yesterday. Well, there were pitches thrown at us. I don't know if we took batting practice because you have to hit it, I think, with your bat to have batting practice. But I was just talking to the San Francisco Giants, and I said, could you simulate Clayton Kershaw's curveball? And he said, yes. The machines are so advanced now that if I wanted to throw like a 75-mile-an-hour curveball that resembles Clayton Kershaw's, we could do that. Pretty amazing stuff. All I ask is, can you throw 95 or 100 and let us just hear what it sounds like? And Fritzy dug in like, you know, he was Babe Ruth, and you were almost calling your shot. You were pointing like Babe Ruth.
I thought if I make the right facial expressions, yes, if I'm angry and confident enough, I can somehow hit it.
He is Trevor Lawrence, the Jags quarterback, former number one overall pick, joining us on behalf of Gatorade. Jags lost to the Eagles in week 4 and to the Chiefs in week 10, and, of course, in the AFC division. I don't know why I'm bringing that up. Let's go back to Clemson and start talking about some of those. Let's say hello to Trevor Lawrence, who joins us here. All right. Okay. All right. Hi, Trev. Good to see you. We just had Justin Herbert on, and we thought we would have a hair off here. So, where do you rank him hair wise as far as
he's up there? He's up there. I think definitely. I don't know. I haven't thought about the hair list, but he'd be up there.
Okay, how often does your hair come up in conversation?
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably once. Whether it's, you know, on a show or an interview, probably once every time I talk to somebody.
But if you decide to cut it, do you have to run it by your wife if you just said, you know what?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's, so I had a buzz cut in eighth grade, and she was not a fan of that, so it's been.
I saw that picture.
There's pictures that you guys could find, I'm sure. Not great, so I'm gonna keep it as long as I can.
But do you want to do like Matthews with his hair, like, is there a certain length?
No, this is about it. Like, I'll let it get here, and I'll trim it every couple months.
No ponytail? Just,
no.
Because you don't want somebody to grab your hair while you're running.
Oh, I hope not. It hasn't happened yet. So it kind of tucks into my shoulder pads a little bit, so it kind of stays out of the way.
It's illegal now to grab hair, isn't it, Paulie?
Actually, I don't think so. I think they say if your hair goes out the back of your helmet and someone wants to grab it, that is not like the horse collar. It's on you.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
It's part of the.
Does that affect your decision?
Uniform or whatever. Yeah, no.
Can you walk around Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Do you wear disguises?
No, not around Jacksonville. I mean, of course, there's people that'll stop you and want to say hey and talk to you, which is part of it. But I think honestly, Jacksonville's been pretty good about. It's not like a huge city as far as like downtown and, you know, really populated. Like, it's kind of spread out over at the beaches, so. You'll run into people every once in a while, but people do a good job of just kind of letting you have your space. You know, that's been one thing that's been good.
You ever get confused for somebody else?
Not really, no.
No actor?
No.
Actress?
Well, neither one of those. But I did actually, when we were in L.A. last year for the Super Bowl, I think TMZ posted one thing, and they tagged me as Leonardo DiCaprio, which I'd never gotten that before, so I don't look like him at all, but I'll take it as a compliment.
Plus,
so.
That'd be hard to explain to your wife if you're Leo with his dating situation there.
Yeah, well, luckily, you know, Marissa was in the picture, so there's no issues there. It was just funny.
You played both of these teams. If you were going to take, like, one thing out from both teams that you go, that surprised us. What would it be? If I start with the Chiefs, what surprised you?
You know, I think I wouldn't say it surprised me. We had a good feel for it going in, but I do think that I've said it before. I think they're ball, but then their guys in the back end can hold up as well. So when you have that pass rush and guys that can cover, it makes it tough.
How many times you go to the line of scrimmage and you go, I have no idea what this defense is going to do?
You know, not a ton. I think. Definitely the Chiefs are a team where they try to make everything look the same. So it's tough to tell when they're going to bring, you know, Saul blitz off both edges, or they're going to drop into cover 4. They make everything look the same. So that's a defense where it's a little challenging.
But how many times do you go up there and you go, oh my gosh, this is a touchdown?
Quite a few, especially especially in the red zone.
Yeah.
You know, you have certain plays, like, we want this specific coverage. And
well, give me one that we can now look back on that highlight, and we know that you go to the line of scrimmage and you know it's going to be a touchdown.
Well, when we played the Chiefs, actually, the touchdown through to Christian in the red zone, we put him in the backfield. He ran basically like a wheel route out of the backfield, and I saw, you know, they like to bring a lot of pressure when you get down in the red zone, especially lower, and I could tell they were bringing – like some type of overload, zero pressure, and that's what we wanted, to get Christian matched up on the D end who had to peel with him. And I saw them creeping before the snap, so I knew. It made me hot, so I just had to drift a little bit.
But do you have to hide your excitement?
A little bit. I mean, you just gotta make sure you make the throw, make the play, you know, give them a catchable ball. That's the biggest thing is, yeah, I think early, especially my rookie year and even earlier last season, you see one of those. Like, we had one similar situation against the Commanders where it was with Travis, though, out of the backfield, and almost the same route, just further out in the red zone, and just overthrew it by, like, 5 yards because got too excited and didn't give him a good throw.
Give me a complicated play call.
Yeah. Well, you want me to give you the whole play call? Yeah. But I don't have to explain it, right? I don't have to air out the no.
Just we're in the huddle. Play call.
Well, you guys might have seen the clip from NFL Films. I don't know if you saw the long play call that we had. Anyways, but one would be like comfy left buster, 63 bang, Z Maui, alert, 63, trying to put a kill on it that would go with it. It would be alert, 63, paradise, Z burger, Y wrap. And that'd be one call. And then you just, and that's for different coverages. If I need to alert it, based on, you know, we have certain man zone indicators, all that. So you see it out of the huddle, and then I give everybody the alert, and everybody knows it's switching to the second play or vice versa.
Oh, my God.
And then you can reload it if, say, you alert it, and the defense then changes back, then you just reload it, then it goes back to the first play. So everybody really has to know what you're talking about, or you can get lost really quick. Yeah.
Well, now I really feel sorry for Christian McCaffrey as he's trying to play quarterback against the Eagles, and you got that wrist.
I heard
there.
They have some of the longest play calls too. So.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I heard that because CJ Beathard, guy, one of my teammates, good friends. He played there, so he told me some long calls.
What's the shortest play call? Is that just quarterback sneak?
I mean, a lot the run game, typically if it's simple formations, like especially if we're tempo on the ball, it'll just be like, you know, whether that's 14, 15, might have its tag, like 14 waist, whatever it might be. It's pretty short.
Have you ever forgot the play at the line of scrimmage?
Forgot it? No, there's been a couple times where I've, you know, called it in the huddle off the wristband because we have the super long ones around the wristband. We'll call it. Then I'll get up there and I start my cadence, and then I'm like, okay, well, who's running the, like, because you have different, because we have our, you know, I know our concepts, but then we'll tag certain things, and when you tag a receiver, it's basically switching their responsibilities. So, like, I'll look and be like, okay, so he's running the, then I have to get it right for the snap. Like, that doesn't happen a ton, but it does happen sometimes.
And there are certain quarterbacks who have the great presence with their voice. Like, Dan Marino has a great presence when he would get to line of scrimmage. You ever, like, voice crack a little bit when you're trying to yell?
Yeah, I had one against, I think it was against the Titans when we played in Tennessee that was really bad. And I had Evan Ingram, you know, after the play, he came up to me in the huddle and was like, did your voice crack? But it cracked for like 5 seconds long. It was like the longest voice crack ever. But, so
you're calling out the play at the line?
Well, no, it was just in my cadence. Yeah.
So you went up like this a little bit?
Yeah. Exactly.
Trevor Lawrence joining us, the Jags quarterback. How much do you mature? Like, they talk about the game slowing down. I don't know how long it takes, or you were told that, okay, it'll slow down, and now you see it differently. Has it slowed down, differently than the first year?
Definitely. I think also, too, as you get more comfortable in the system, obviously that helps. So I think as this season went on, you know, I think you saw that in our offense, probably the midway point of our season. I think it really started to slow down for me and for just our whole offense, the guys, and the chemistry. Like, that's one thing. It takes a while, especially when you have new players, guys that haven't played together before, and it's a new system. It takes a while to get that chemistry and to really know what each other's thinking, you know, play in and play out. And I think we developed that as the season went on. But I definitely feel like the game slowed down a lot. And I also know what I'm looking for. Like, I think a rookie year, I didn't always have necessarily the best plan of attack for myself. Like, okay, what am I looking for? What's my clear thought process every play? And you got to have that every play.
How important is it to have Doug, who played the position, as your head coach?
It's great. You know, just the understanding that he has. He's been in my shoes. He's been back there, obviously played the position, had a lot of success, you know, won a Super Bowl as a player, won as a coach. So just knowing those experiences that he's had and the way he carries himself, you can tell that he has been in this position. He's played quarterback, and he's really calm, you know, even keel. That's one thing I really appreciate about him. I think that's why we get along so well. Personality-wise, we're really similar. So it's been awesome just having him, and just that confidence that he has in myself and our guys has been great.
But could you pick up something from Brady watching highlights? Like, could you say, oh, gosh, okay, he's doing that. Like, I don't. Can you?
You, what do you, you're asking, like, can I tell what he's doing?
No, could you, say, now I can add that to my arsenal? Like, I'm seeing, some, you know, Rodgers and Mahomes do things where you go, don't know how many guys can do that.
For sure. No, I think, definitely. I mean, I think you can learn something from all those guys that are great, great players, especially Tom, who's a guy that you can just tell his preparation, I mean, is second to none. He's always.
What's that mean? That does he study more than you do?
Well, I'd have to ask him. What is? I don't know what is his.
They talk about his preparation, but I.
I mean, you can just tell the way he plays the game. I mean, and the fact that, you know, he's not very mobile, can't move great, but he's doesn't take a lot of sacks, gets the ball out super quick. If you look at, you know, his from catch to release time, I mean, I'm sure it's the highest in the league. Gets the ball out so fast, it doesn't give guys a chance to pass rush. He knows where his outlets are. I think that's one thing. He's so good at getting the ball to his checkdowns, you know, quickly. I think those are all things that I've definitely tried to take from watching him is, you know, just find completions. That's what he's so good at, is just finding completions every play. He's not looking for the big shot. You know, when it's there, he's going to take it because he knows that's what you do. But also, he's not going to sit back there and hold the ball. You know, he's going to get it to his guys.
He's 22 years older than you.
I know. He's
How old's your dad?
My dad is 51.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Could your dad beat Tom in a race?
I don't think so.
You don't think
no,
so?
No, I don't think so. No. Okay. I'm just going to say no, actually. You could have.
Are you more entertained by what Mahomes does or Aaron Rodgers does?
Well, I don't know. That's a tough question. I think they're different, but probably say Mahomes. You know, that's just because that's a guy I've played against now twice this season. Seen it firsthand. You know, I haven't played against Aaron yet, but I mean, they're definitely in that same category of just the wow factor, the plays they can make. There's definitely two unique players where, like you said, you don't see stuff that they do and think, all right, I'm going to try that this week. I mean, some things, you know, can maybe do, but not, you can't play like them necessarily because everyone has a different style and it's hard to replicate what Patrick can do.
But have you tried the no-look pass that Mahomes does in practice?
In practice, a little bit. Okay. You know? Not a ton. Especially, like, warming up, we're messing around. Like, yeah, I'll get some of the guys that are catching. I won't even look at them, surprise them with the ball. But not in a game. I haven't done that yet.
Are you going to watch the game?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
I'm not going to be there in person. I'm not going to put myself through that pain of being there watching it in person. I'm going to watch it on TV, but yeah.
Hopefully you don't invite people over who don't know football, so then they're asking you questions the entire time.
No, I'm actually going to Christian Kirk and his fiance live out here.
Okay.
So, we're going to go hang out with them, so it'll be good.
Tell us what you're doing with Gatorade.
Yeah, I'm here with Gatorade. Got our new drink, Fast Twitch. It's funny, we've been drinking this all year, and I told our Gatorade people that we've been struggling to keep it in stock in our facility. So.
But this is in conjunction with the NFL, isn't it?
Do what?
Gatorade is in is the first one I think that they've done in conjunction with the league itself.
Yeah, obviously it's Gatorade is the official sponsor of the NFL, so it's in conjunction with that, and I'm just excited. Like I said, we've been drinking it all season before it even came out, so we were trying to keep it in stock, and we were running out. So now I'm glad we're going to be able to get more of it in Jacksonville.
So what's it do?
It's energy. So it's like 200 milligrams of caffeine. It's just basically clean energy drink. You know, we'll drink it before practice, before games, all that. So,
you ever get too jacked up?
So yeah, I have to. 200 milligrams is like it's like right on the line. It's perfect amount, but I have to space it out. I'll drink like half of it, like in pregame, like right before I go out to throw initially, and then the other half before we go out for the game. So
well,
yeah.
I could imagine that you probably get to the line of scrimmage and you're speaking so fast like this. Gotta slow down.
Well, I know. As a quarterback, that's like you don't want too much caffeine. Like that's the one everyone else can kind of get. Like we'll have guys that drink two of these, three of these in game day. I'm like, I don't know. Gatorade probably would not recommend that. I'm not saying you should drink two or three of those in that short time period.
So 600 milligrams there of caffeine.
Yeah, a lot of caffeine. But
it's Fast Twitch, new energy drink from Gatorade, and exclusively available to NFL athletes during the season. Now available in stores nationwide. Thank you for being available during the year. We appreciate your insights, your sense of humor, and congrats on a wonderful season.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. Enjoyed it. Appreciate y'all. Yep.
We'll be back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
All righty.
By the way, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride from pandemic to inflation. You could use a break, and maybe there's help on the way. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well, and they do all the work. No charge up front. They are simply going to share a percentage of the cash that they get back for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even if you had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trevor Lawrence, good guy. We were ready to designate our, what, favorite guy of the week or favorite person of the week? Do we have a designation here?
I think we're going nice guy of the
week. Nice guy of the week.
Nice guy of the week, yeah. Nice.
Well, J.J. Watt, they're nice dudes.
Good-ass dudes. You know. Separate category.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's the J.J. Watt good-ass dudes category.
He wins that every year.
Founding member.
Yeah. Yes, Morph.
I'm with you.
Okay, thank you.
Stephon Diggs, though.
Stephon Diggs.
You don't get any nicer than that.
Stephon Diggs did give me some bling here earlier, so it's pretty sharp.
You should wear that around town and on the plane and everything. That would be awesome if you did that.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence has a chill attitude, though. Like he's.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, he does.
Very likable.
He's one of those guys who looks like he's a surfer, but probably not a surfer.
Nice guy, though, man.
Yeah. Just chill. Coming from Georgia, probably didn't do a lot of surfing there.
Stephon Diggs invited you to the barbecue.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Oh, you're coming. Let's go.
I know.
The Diggs barbecue will be there, and his brother.
So it's not a cookout. It's a barbecue.
Either one.
Or is it a cookout?
You can call it either one.
Okay.
There's food, there's music.
No, but I need to know. I don't want to walk in and say, hey, it's great to be here at the cookout.
You don't even have to say that. You could just say hi.
That's it?
Yeah. All right. What's up, everybody? Hey, it's Dan.
DP.
Okay, DP, I see you.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay, Sandler movie. All right.
Yeah.
Probably have one of your aunts hit on me a little bit there.
I mean,
like,
look.
Once certain songs come on.
Oh, if you know the words, you're going to make you a plate. Okay.
I think somehow now it'll get turned into making fun of Marvin, too. Like, oh, look, Hollywood brought his friends now. Oh, Marvin Hollywood bringing his famous friends.
Oh, for sure. I'm already getting it. I posted one thing of me getting makeup. Oh, excuse me. Okay, money bags. All right. Who do you think you are?
Andrew in Washington joins us. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Dan, it's happy meat week. You guys have had such a feast all week. You know, thanks for doing the show the way you do it, differently than Radio Row, having the guys come in. It all started with J.J. Watt and Pauly and Seton trying to play wide receiver for Brady Quinn. Dan Orlovsky saying Joe Montana's not a top-five quarterback. And then Marvin's riveting interview with Debo Samuel about space and Pop Warner. So, guys, thank you. Dan, you became a grandpa, and you allowed Brian Cranston to use the show to raise over almost $200,000 for the Boys and Girls Club. Nobody does it better than you guys. And I'm just waiting for you guys' Super Bowl picks. Mine's Kansas City over the Eagles, 27-24. Guys, thanks for a great show.
Thank you, Andrew. Dane in Texas joins us. Hi, Dane. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Dan. I was going to weigh in on the Joe Montana controversy, but first, it looks like somebody poured the fast twitch into those cactus plants, you know?
Oh, yeah. My cactus.
I think they've fallen in love with that mountain. That's what's going on.
The cactus is rising to the occasion there. So, Thank you, Dane.
I really like those interviews with Thompson and Orlovsky. But, you know, Thompson really didn't get into Montana's college career, which if you look at his stats in his college career, he's not even a top 15 Notre Dame quarterback. And I think he's the best quarterback that ever played for Notre Dame. But on paper, he's like the 15th. I mean, Jimmy Clausen's ranked better than him, Tommy Reese, Everett Golson, Deshaun Kaiser. I don't think stats are the measure of the man or the athlete.
Well, we get caught up in that, Dane, and I agree. Wright Thompson wrote the profile on Joe Montana, available on ESPN.com. And we get caught up in, well, how many touchdown passes did you throw? And all I know is there's certain situations or certain games where you go, that's the guy that I want. Does that make Montana the greatest of all time or the second greatest of all time? It's open to interpretation. You know, Tom Brady is the GOAT. But Wright Thompson wrote this profile of Joe Montana to say, what happens when you lose that designation? He's been called the greatest quarterback of all time for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, you know, Tom surpasses him. And that was Wright Thompson's purpose for writing this, is Joe Montana sort of trying to figure out who he is. A couple more phone calls in here. Doug in Syracuse. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, I got a great idea for next year's Sprinter van. Let Todd drive that, and Seton, being in the show, it'll be a lot better show that way. And you need
Wait, so Seton being back in the studio and Fritzy being on the road?
Yes. That'll be more fun watching Fritzy mingle with people.
Okay.
And it'd be just a better show.
All right. Well, thank you, I think.
It's not like he was taking a shot, but
I can't tell if that's a shot at Todd being on air or a shot at me for how I mingle.
No, you're a good mingler.
I think he took us both down.
Yeah. But it definitely sounds like he wants less of you on the show.
You did. Like, can you leave? And we got mock headlines coming up at the top of next hour.
We do.
Okay. Ryan in Honolulu wants to go mock for mock.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Oh, somebody's feelings are hurt.
Nick of time. Sirianni figured something out at the end of the game.
Okay, yeah. All right. Got a little sensitive here.
I like when Todd talks trash about other people's headlines.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Hilaire in a handbasket. What happened to the Chiefs, Dan?
that's not Ryan. That's what you would say.
That's what I would say. Yeah. That's actually my third one on the list. I should delete that
final
one.
Hour coming up. We'll have Todd's mock headlines. Then Ryan in Honolulu, I think. I can let you go first, and then Ryan can go after you if you want to.
Eagles crash land flying birds.
Okay. And get ready. In about 25 minutes, Marvin gets to ask Fred Warner of the Niners one question. He's been prepping for the last couple of hours. Big, big moment. Final hour on this Friday, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour two on this Friday. This Sunday is Slider Sunday. We'll eat more sliders on Sunday than any day of the year. And our friends at King's Hawaiian are here to help you with the buns, because nobody makes better buns than King's Hawaiian. Slider Sunday, the next great weekly meal tradition. Perfect day, perfect meal to bring fans, friends, family together. While there are other great slider combinations you can make, one thing remains constant. The best sliders always start with the buns. Soft, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian bread slider buns. Whether you use the original Hawaiian sweet rolls, pre-sliced slider buns. Ooh, but these sweet and salty new pretzel slider buns, you don't even need to put anything in between those buns. Mm-hmm. Buffalo chicken slider, a Philly cheese steak. They got a Kansas City beef ready for you as well. King's Hawaiian, you can make Sunday Slider Sunday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.